Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Oklahoma Genetics invites you to focus on quality at their 2020 annual conference, Wednesday, February 12th, at the Edmond Convention Center in North Edmond. Program gives you a chance to hear one of the major buyers of U.S. wheat domestically, Hayden Wands with Grupo Bimbo, as well as wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and members of his wheat improvement team at OSU. To register for the conference, it includes lunch, call 405-744-4347 and leave your name. There's no fee, but you must be registered. Check out more about OGI at their website, okgenetics.com.
Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer, with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Our coverage of the Cattle Industry Convention is continuing. It's powered by DuraCore Herbicide by Corteva Agriscience. Yesterday afternoon, we had the chance to catch up with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation after the year-end USMEF meat export numbers were out for pork and for beef, especially for pork. Quite a story.
Yes, we're looking at a record year on pork in 2019, just under $7 billion in sales. But we saw growth of 10% as the year turned out on the volume and about almost 10% on the value. So a combination of several markets, but none smaller than China. China's starting to see big numbers as we anticipated, and that'll probably continue into 2020.
That's even in the face of some fairly significant tariffs.
Exactly. Great point. We're looking at 68% duty on U.S. pork going into China. It just kind of emphasizes the real dire situation from a supply standpoint that they're looking at.
Let's talk about beef.
Yeah, beef, not a record, but we're coming off a record in 2018. We ended up the year, as we thought, right at 2% down, so almost equal to a year ago. And that's in the face of some real headwinds, as you know. Japan being the biggest one with the 12.5-13% duty disadvantage versus our competition. So, but you can't forget about some other markets. Korea continues to be a leader. We were up 7% in Korea off of a record a year ago. We're right under $1.9 billion in sales to Korea. And so those two markets will continue to perform well for beef.
So almost $7 billion for pork. How many? What's the number on beef?
Beef came in at $8.1 billion, so just under the $8.2 billion from a year before.
So, you know, springboarding into the new year, given the fact that we've got that level playing field again on tariffs for beef, for Japan, as well as for pork as well. What does that bode? You know, what does that tell you?
Well, our estimates on the beef side is we came in at a total on beef for Japan at $1.95 billion for 2019. Our estimate is we're going to be closer to $2.3 billion in Japan for 20, and then within the next year or two after that, the next step would be around $2.5 billion. So, yeah, we see a real short-term and long-term growth potential in that market in all segments.
Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USDA announced yesterday the availability of two programs that will protect hemp growers from natural disasters, one under the Multi-Peril Crop Insurance Program and the other under the Disaster Assistance Program, or the NAP coverage that will be available. Check with your local crop insurance agent for details. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring is the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 23rd through the 25th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your farm news from San Antonio. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.